Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. A brand new music festival, branded through an iconic outdoors magazine, has recently been announced, and the inaugural event will be held in a small town in our state. The Field and Stream Music Fest will take place October 4th through 6th in Winnsboro, South Carolina. Bob Durkin is co-founder of Southern Entertainment, the organizer for this event, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Charlotte, North Carolina. Bob, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us the backstory here on and how all of this came to be, this Field and Stream Music Fest.
The Field and Stream brand, if you're familiar with it, has been around for, 100 and something years, almost 150 years, and it was an iconic American brand. And it seemed better days, and Eric Church and Morgan Wallen wanted to get involved and try to bring the brand back and to celebrate those glory days of the brand, which really celebrated, family and your grandfather taking you fishing and reading all those stories about hunting and fishing. And one of the ways they wanted to bring it back when they bought the brand was to, obviously they're both great musicians. They wanted to do a music festival. And we do Carolina Country Music Fest and several others. And we've worked with both of them in the past. So we got together and decided to do the music festival with them. The fact that Field and Stream is on the name on it, this will be a little bit different. So we're excited about that.
All right, and so two country music stars, Eric Church and Morgan Wallen, bought this brand, this Field and Stream brand, and then decided to turn it into this music festival and brought you into the picture.
That's it. That's where we are right now. And we put together, I think, a great lineup, which includes Eric Church, several of his friends, Wayne Wilson and Leonard Skinner.
So tell us, why Winnsboro, South Carolina?
So Eric's from the Carolinas. We're based in Charlotte, and we have this place down there called Carolina Adventure World. And in Winnsboro, South Carolina, you can do great bass fishing. You can go to Lake Watery. There's amazing skeet shooting, hiking, Great Falls just opened up the river there for like water rafting and tubing. So there's really a lot of ecotourism and things to do on the outside. And that's going to be a perfect mix with this Field and Stream brand, because Field and Stream is everything to outdoor people. So it's along with the music festival, you'll also be able to book a side-by-side tour. You'll be able to do some trophy bass fishing and several other outdoor things. And then they'll also have influencers from all these different types of outdoor things. So you get to experience great outdoors, meet a lot of outdoorsmen, associate with other people who love the outdoors, as well as the greatest music country has to offer.
Okay, and so does Winnsboro have an outdoor venue all set, or did you guys have to create one?
So Carolina Adventure World is there, which some people will be familiar with. And so we're going to be creating it right there. We're bringing in the stages. We already have camping there, but we're going to create thousands of camping spots for people to come in and camp for the 3 days. So we're basically taking, has some existing infrastructure there, and we're going to create an amazing festival site for that.
All right. Now, what have been your challenges so far in putting this inaugural event together?
Well, as always, first-time events, we just want to get out there and educate people. I mean, the event is happening right there in Columbia, South Carolina. I mean, Winnsboro and Carolina Adventure World sit at Columbia's doorstep right there. So even if you want to come out for the 3 days, that's great. But if you want to come out for one night of the shows to see Eric Church and Bailey Zimmerman, or on Saturday night to see Riley Green and Glenn Skinner, or Sunday to see Wayne Wilson and ZZ Top, you can easily get there and come back. So educating people on what to expect from the festival and then letting people know the destination are, two of the things that we're spending a lot of our time marketing on. And it's being well received. People are really excited about it. Obviously, these are some of the greatest country stars out there. And Eric Church is from the Carolinas, so it makes a lot of sense. He recently purchased the Charlotte Hornets, and so he has a lot of ties, close by. So that makes it another good connection as well.
All right, well, one more time then for our listeners. I mentioned at the beginning the dates, but go ahead and give us the dates again and the location one more time.
October 4, 5, and 6 at Carolina Adventure World in Winnsboro, South Carolina, right next to Columbia.
All right. Bob, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you for having me on, and hopefully we'll see you out there in October.
Bob Durkin is co-founder of Southern Entertainment, the organizer for the upcoming Field & Stream Music Fest, taking place October 4th through 6th in Winnsboro. We will have a link to the event posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear the show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.